The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This video is sponsored by Storyblocks, a great resource for royalty-free stock footage and so much more. Go to storyblocks.com/Dan to learn more and stay tuned till the end of the video for more info. Hello and welcome to another episode of Fact Check, where I fact check different questions. Following the first episode I did covering Stranger Things, I asked for your suggestions and I actually got a couple of questions about the same character from the DC Universe, the Joker, everybody's favorite Batman villain, or at least mine. So let's tackle a few of these Joker myths, starting with one from Miguel, who said, I once heard that when Jack Nicholson was hired to play Joker, he got a perpetual royalty on the Batman name that extended into other films. Well, Jack Nicholson's deal for that 1989 Batman movie is legendary, and this is a claim that I've seen repeated several different places.
Wait till they get a load of me.
What's definitely true is that Nicholson signed one of the best deals in movie history. Nicholson cut his upfront fee to $6 million in exchange for a cut of the movie's gross receipts, which is the raw amount of money the movie takes in before any accounting is done by the studio, and a share of the merchandising for the film. Well, it turns out that Nicholson was onto something because Batman was a massive hit. It made over $250 million domestically and over $400 million worldwide, and that's in 1989 money. But the merchandising was even bigger.
And Warner Brothers is banking on the fact that the movie will only whet the appetites of real Bataholics. They've come out with mugs and a whole catalog of Batman memorabilia. In fact, there is even a 1-800-BATMAN number in here to get your merchandise to you faster.
Batman merchandise dominated sales throughout the summer, into the holiday season, into the next year. And while Nicholson didn't get a cut of Alfred selling Diet Coke,
we seem to be down to our last Diet Coke.
He did reportedly get a cut of all the toys sold tied into 1989's Batman.
You can't escape Joker. Just watch if you can.
You won't be alone for long.
But did he get a cut of any future Batman sequel, and is he still bringing in cash from Batman projects? That factoid has been repeated several times on the internet, but the sources I found never really confirmed that information. The closest I found was a footnote in Mark Elliott's book Nicholson, which is a biography of Jack Nicholson. In the footnote, it states that Nicholson received a cut of future merchandising for Batman sequels, with a reference to an LA Times article from 1991 that I actually wasn't able to track down despite a full search of the LA Times archive. So while I can't confirm how much or if Jack Nicholson got a cut of future Batman merchandise, particularly related to Tim Burton's universe, I can say that there's no factual basis that I can find supporting the claim that Jack Nicholson has received or is still receiving a percentage of the box office for any future Batman sequel. So it's some merchandising maybe, box office no. One footnote of my own here, though, Nicholson's Batman deal was great for him, but not so great for some of the people who were due to receive a share of the net profits of the movie, the amount of money left over after studio accounting. According to a 1991 LA Times story, Warner Brothers claimed that Batman 1989 lost the studio money, largely due to Nicholson and others like Tim Burton and Michael Keaton, who took a slice of the gross box office. Welcome to studio accounting, where the joke is always on you.
Hubba, 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 money, 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 who do you trust?
Let's look at the second fact that I was asked to check, and this is from a user on YouTube called Blades500 who wanted to know if the scene where the Joker detonates the explosives outside the hospital in The Dark Knight was actually improvised by Heath Ledger. The story goes that the delay in the middle of the hospital explosion was unplanned, and that Ledger improvised the Joker's tapping of the detonator, covering for the mistake and making movie magic in the process. This rumor started shortly after The Dark Knight's debut in summer of 2008 and has roundly been fact-checked by sites over and over again, and the truth has been out there since at least the Blu-ray release of The Dark Knight, which talks about the meticulous planning of this scene.
What Chris worked out is if we put in a little beat where the first set of explosions stops as if something's gone wrong, then the major demolition comes in and he jumps straight into the school bus.
And yet this rumor still pops up, including on this TikTok video that was viewed by tens of millions of people just last year.
During the Joker's explosion at the hospital, there was a little mishap on the set. Ledger had expected a much bigger explosion, and this was due to one of the explosives being delayed on the film set. Because of this, he decided to improvise and just keep hitting the trigger multiple times as if he didn't do it correctly. The rest of the explosion came on to create this wonderful scene and then really showed Heath Ledger's dedication to playing the true role of the Joker.
Well, sorry, Steve. I know that people might like to learn with you, but the information you're giving out is false. And if you know anything about a movie set, you'd probably be able to figure that out. Safety regulations on any set are, except for some sad exceptions, very rigorous when it comes to scenes like this. If there had been any issue with explosives, just rolling with it would not be an option. So despite the fact that this false rumor has been fact-checked amply over the last several years, and that the truth has been out there almost since the release of the movie, why does this rumor still persist? Well, part of it is because the articles and videos who make this very impressive-sounding claim tend to get huge traffic, largely because it adds to the legend of Heath Ledger, an actor whose legacy is perfectly intact and doesn't need any embellishment. While it sounds like a great story, it's one that is not true. So throw this video on the stack of sources confirming that no, the hospital sequence in The Dark Knight did not include an improvised reaction to an explosives malfunction. This should also underscore the lesson from our last fact-checking video: don't believe everything you hear on TikTok.
I thought my jokes were bad.
Nobody actually asked me to confirm or deny this third myth, I just think it's kind of funny, and this goes back to Jared Leto's short-lived turn as the Joker in 2016's Suicide Squad.
To this handsome honka honka!
There were a lot of headlines about Leto's, let's say, intensive character work leading up to the release of the film, so I decided to look into this question: did Jared Leto send used condoms and a dead rat to his Suicide Squad castmates? Jared Leto's antics after being cast of the Joker are legendary, including reports of sending used condoms and other sex toys, as well as dead rats, to his co-stars. Most of the time, these rumors are started by the media or some random blog out there, but in this case, the legend built around Jared Leto's Joker and Suicide Squad was largely built by Jared Leto himself. At 2016 CinemaCon, on the red carpet, Jared Leto claimed to an E! News reporter that he had sent used condoms and other, let's say, sex toys to the cast of the movie.
Now, how about the gifts you gave everyone? Yeah. Rats, bullets, a hog. Where did that come from?
Don't forget the anal beads.
Who did you send anal beads to?
The used condoms.
Who did you send used condoms to?
Oh, everybody. Maybe they didn't want to tell you, but... No, I mean, I did a lot of things to create a dynamic.
So did any of these antics actually take place? Well, as for the dead rat, it's half true. Margot Robbie clarified last year while promoting The Suicide Squad that it was not a dead rat that was sent to her, but a live one. You know, like a normal person would send their co-stars.
When we shot Suicide Squad, not The Suicide Squad, but Suicide Squad, Mr. J gave me a rat and he became a beloved pet. We called him Rat Rat.
Folks may actually be conflating two stories, one in which Leto sent a live rat to Margot Robbie, which is true, and another story, which also seems to be true, that before the production of the film, Leto sent a dead pig to his castmates. This story was told to Vanity Fair by Viola Davis prior to Suicide Squad's release in 2016.
He had a henchman who would come into the rehearsal room, and the henchman came in with a dead pig and plopped it on the table. And that was our introduction into Jared Leto.
As for the used condoms and other items, as early as 2017, Jared Leto started backtracking those claims, and he told SiriusXM that year that he did not in fact send these gifts, but also kind of acted like it was a rumor that he wasn't totally in control of.
There were some things, you know, that were mentioned about like gifts and the fact that I was giving used condoms to people, which was not true.
We can say that right now. That
it
is not true.
It was not true. And what are you going to do at that moment? You can't even, it doesn't matter how loud you shout or hold up a sign, you know, with your pants off in Times Square, people are going to go with the story that they want to run.
As far as I can tell in my research, the used condom story was started by Jared Leto.
Who did you send used condoms to?
Oh, everybody.
So the indignation in that clip doesn't really ring true. I think the story just kind of became a runaway train that he wanted to pretend he didn't drive off the rails. Last year, though, it seems Leto came to terms with his own role in the used condoms myth, telling an Entertainment Weekly reporter that they were comments made in jest and that he sent only, quote, gifts you'd get as a joke at a party, which means that apparently Jared Leto goes to a lot of dead pig parties.
Bring the car around. We're going for a drive.
So in the first case so far of fact-checking a rumor about someone that was started by that same person, no, Jared Leto did not send a dead rat or use condoms to anybody in the cast of Suicide Squad. He only sent a dead pig and a live rat.
He's so intense.
I hope this clears up some of the Joker-related myths that you might have. Are there other movie facts that you'd like for me to check? Comment down below with the hashtag factcheck or send me a tweet at MerleDan or on Instagram, also at MerleDan, and I will look into some of these Hollywood urban legends. And before we go, I want to thank the sponsor for this video, Storyblocks. Storyblocks is an incredible online library for stock footage, sound effects, templates for graphics, anything you could really need to make your stuff even better. Storyblocks makes it possible for creators to keep up with the growing demands for modern video content so you can bring your stories to life and stop sacrificing your vision due to time, budget, or resources. The Storyblocks Unlimited All Access plan gives you unlimited downloads for the over 1 million plus assets in the Storyblocks library so that you can find the perfect fit, create more, and spend less without sacrificing quality. All of these assets are royalty-free, so you can use your downloaded content anywhere for commercial and personal use. You can also choose a plan that works for you from their selection of flexible subscriptions that scale to give you all the content and tools you need to focus on creating, not worrying about budget. You can find out more right now by heading over to storyblocks.com/Dan. That's storyblocks.com/Dan, D-A-N, to find the plan that's right for you. Thanks to Storyblocks for sponsoring the show, and thank you for watching. I'll be back soon with more fact-checking, as well as movie news, reviews, and box office. Until then, stay safe, and I'll see you next time.